One more poem directly out of childhood. This one's called Tobacco Farms. And somewhere. I think I was about 13. I forged my birth certificate. You had to be about 14 to take a job at the time, to get a work permit. And my friend and I forged our birth certificates and got a job in tobacco farms. I lived in western New England in the Pioneer Valley, and they used to grow tobacco, cheap tobacco for the outside covering of cigars. And they grew under these enormous fields. They grew in enormous fields under nets, gauze nets. So you're just driving down a country road and you see a field just covered by gauze. You know, the gauze nets were about 10 or 12 feet above the ground. They were held up by poles that we called bend posts. And we got paid by how much we picked. And we get paid by a certain number of pennies per bend. The experience of working there, I worked there for a couple of summers, two or three summers, was really good for me. It got me out of my neighborhood, get to meet people, you know, guys and girls from different neighborhoods in the town and from different towns around. I also worked with Jamaicans and Puerto Ricans, and I had never met people like that before. One thing that, I'd never met foreigners before except the old Russians is what it was. One thing about it was a tough place to work, and I was a Mr. Tough Guy in my neighborhood, but once I got to a larger neighborhood like that, I wasn't necessarily the toughest guy, so for a while I got in a lot of fights. Anyways, this is about the whole sort of experience. Tobacco farms. Under acres of white net, I crawl on my knees and worry about God and sex and death. Sometimes I'd like to lie in the damp row and dream, but this is piecework, 13 cents a bend. So I pick and think and tender these delicate leaves. Heat blazes under the nets, but mornings the dew is cool. At lunch, the straw boss brings beer. I watch the Polish immigrant, nose in a grammar book, who arrived last week in a suit. By now, he's learned the vocabulary of fuck this and fuck that. On the truck ride home, I dream of Babs Beach, a dance with the Pennsylvania girls. I'll drink, maybe fight. I'll watch stars wheel over the curing barns. Meanwhile, Ace Cody's got a new tattoo, and the fat kid jiggles his breasts like a woman. Monday, another field, the same river of nets all the way to the sea. Not yet 14, and my father says I know too much.